Welcome, welcome. This is Holly Berger from Lightworkers Alliance, and today is June 10th, and this is our Sunday free meditation call. And I'm so glad that all of you guys have joined us. This call will be available online through my website. The web address is www.lightworkersalliance, all in one big word, spelled just like it sounds, lightworkersalliance.com. So we'll post this, we post it through my blog. Allie will post it through my blog. She's very smart and she knows how to do that. And you can listen to it. There's a page of meditations on my website that you can listen to. All of these free Sunday calls, there's many of them that on there, and I hope you can find one that suits you and what you're going through. Everyone that's joined us today will be added to my mailing list. So thank you so much for signing up, and I welcome all the new people. And you will be held in a circle of light today. So imagine that while we're working, that you're held in a sacred circle of light with elevated frequencies with everyone that's on the call. Separate circles of light will join together at the Oversoul level. And today we're going to be talking about adapting our energy. We're going to be talking about adapting our energy to the energy influx that's happening on the planet right now. And when I ask my guides what to work on today, they took me back to some work I had done this week with a client where we were talking about the energy that's coming in and what happens to our physical bodies and how we process through it. So we're just going to get some help for that, which I think is fantastic because that's what I need. So if you are comfortable, that would be good to be very comfortable. I hope your back is straight and your feet are on the floor. I hope you have maybe a little water to sip or some tea. When I meditate, I like to have paper and pen nearby. I often open my eyes and jot down notes. I've trained myself to do that with years of meditating and not being able to remember what happens in the higher frequencies. And you may feel comfortable with that. There may be something that you like to do that's better, like remember. That's always good. My opening prayers are from my prayer book, which is called Pocket Prayer Book, Excerpts from Divine Accordance. If you're interested in those, you can send me an email. And we're going to start with setting some space. Again, thank you all for coming. Just take a deep breath and close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us with our meditation today. We ask that each of us be blessed with guides, angels, ascended masters, and all appropriate beings of light for our work today. We welcome their presence, and we ask that they assist each of us by helping us to create sacred space. We ask that our sacred space be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between with the highest frequencies of unconditional love and pure Christ consciousness light. We allow only the highest frequencies of light to work with us today, and we ask that all other energies be exited from our sacred space. We ask for release protocol and divine accordance. Each of these are prayers. Release protocol means that everything that's released today will be surrounded with light and be taken on to its own highest outworkings, all exits and entrances healed and sealed. Divine accordance means that we work with the highest and best good for everyone involved, everyone we pray for, everyone we think about, ourselves, our guides, every single being. We ask that Source assist each of us in grounding and connecting to the core of the earth. And for this moment, just ask your guides to help you do that. And we ask that they also help us to connect to our high selves and the I Am Presence. And we'll go through this in just a moment. In these vast pillars of light, we invoke all appropriate frequencies for our individual healing, clearing, and balancing. We ask that Source help us to be in frequencies that are appropriate for meditation, the highest frequencies that are available for our comfort and our communication with the divine. And we ask for assistance in putting aside mind, ego, and personality, working only with our highest and best good through clear light and clear intention. We welcome our guides and all the light beings present, and we open our meditation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. You are surrounded now in sacred light that is creating sacred space for you. Imagine yourself in a large area, maybe 5 or 10 feet out. Think of what's comfortable for you that is pure light. Your aura, your astral body, your causal fields, all parts of you are filling with this beautiful divine light. Imagine that it is coming from source, but also imagine that it comes from the core of the earth. And as you are being fed this beautiful light from above and below, imagine that when you feel it hit the center of your body, your solar plexus area, that you realize that that light is already present within you. So you're not necessarily being fed light, you're just being awakened to the light that is within you. And imagine that light, as it is awakened, becoming a great sun. Imagine that it shines out in every direction, up through your chakras, down through your chakras, and out, forward, backward, to the sides. Imagine that it is so big and bright that you feel like you need to extend your arms to be part of it. Breathe into this light and let it do its work. Pure Christ consciousness light has its own intelligence. It doesn't need to be told to heal. It knows to heal. Your body knows to realign. So you can rest and allow all of those things to happen. You can allow all of your cells to move into their own divine space, to recognize what to release, what to embrace. So as your physical body is going through the motions of healing and aligning, allow your mental, emotion, and spiritual bodies to go through the same thing as the light emanates out. And always release protocol. Everything you release is going out. Your guides are taking care of it. So now that you are doing this, you can meditate while this is happening. This may take 5 minutes. It may take 15 minutes. It may take longer. You can call in your guides at any time to amplify your frequencies in sacred space and to teach your body to remember, awaken, and do its own healing. So breathe now into the work of your body, giving yourself lots of oxygen. Imagine that your energy is grounded to the core of the earth, that it sinks down, that it comes out your root chakra and your feet, that it intertwines with a great grounding cord that is like a cable for the biggest ship you could imagine. Large, very intricately woven grounding cord going all the way down through rock and sediment, through the earth, through water, through life, bothering nothing, aligning straight to the core of the earth. And as you ground to the core of the earth, imagine that your service, your existence, your physical being is grounding all of that energy, uniting with the core of the earth, and in return, you are receiving great gifts. Healing light, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Imagine that this energy is coming all the way back up into your physical body and it blossoms out. It grows within you, merges with you. And as this is happening, imagine that your light moves up from your crown chakra, following a beautiful crystalline cord of light. And that the first thing you reach as you follow this light up and up and up is your own high self. But we won't stop there. We're going to go up even further following our crystalline cord of light until you reach the I Am Presence. Ask your guides to assist you in connecting with the highest frequencies of light possible for you to connect with, surrendering any doubts, surrendering any old ideas of a frequency that's less than Christ consciousness light, any ideas of the divine or God or source or creator that limit you. Ask for help in surrendering those so that your guides can take you to the highest frequency that you can obtain in this moment. And as you unite with this frequency, allow yourself to merge, blend, heal, become one with the I Am Presence. And as this happens, you will feel blessings coming back down that crystalline cord of light all the way to your physical body. And now Source can go all the way to the core of the earth and the earth energies that you are transmuting, holding, extending, can go all the way up to Creator. And you become a vast pillar of light in service to the divine. And this is how we anchor light to the earth, and this is how we are in service, and this is how we heal. And in this consciousness, we ask today for Source to bless us with all appropriate frequencies for understanding if necessary, for maintaining peace, comfort, harmony, balance, excellent health, and consciousness through all of the changes that are happening with our planet and with our lives. We ask that we be given blessings for adapting to all energy influxes. And imagine now that new intelligence is coming to the cells of your body, new awareness for adaption. We ask that we be blessed with balance. We ask for balance in all that we hear, all the stories and the ideas and the books and the TV shows and the rumors, everything concerning 2012, our earth changes, the people that are exiting. We ask that we be blessed with the divine intelligence to manage all of this, to release what doesn't need to be known by us, and to embrace what does need to be known and understand it with peace, ease, and comfort. Imagine that this knowledge is deepening within you. And it's not something that you give away. It's something that you will emit. It's not a service like healing. You don't have to give it to others. You can emit this, and you will find yourself calm and peaceful, and you will find others calm and peaceful in your presence. Imagine as you engage with the healing frequencies that are being blessed upon you now, as you sit in your third dimensional body, that you are finding a unification with your higher frequencies of light, with all the dimensions that you express yourself in when you are meditating or sleeping or communicating with your guides, whether this communication is known or unknown to you. Imagine that you are balancing all aspects of yourself from Creator all the way down to the core of the earth. Every energy center and chakra, every cell, all of your organs, your muscles, your skeletal system, pure light moving in and throughout, balancing, healing, bringing you into perfect alignment with all things you need to do for your life, for your wants, needs, and desires, all the things you could do, all the things that are appropriate for your divine walk of life. We ask for assistance in surrendering ideas or anything that has influenced our thinking that causes us to be less than Christ consciousness light. Any vibration that pulls us out of the Creator aspect, the Creator consciousness. We ask that we be blessed with peace, comfort, ease, and always in the willingness to heal. Each of you are being blessed now with a color. This is a divine light frequency that will be of significance to you. And if you open your hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, If you let your imagination flow and your awareness open, you will see this color. And if nothing comes to you, don't worry. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for us to receive our information. If you see nothing right now, allow yourself to align with the consciousness that this color will come to you at some point during the day. Each color has a very important significance, whether it be with a chakra or a ray of light or an ascended master or possibly an angelic being. Allow your color to be with you, to heal you and nurture you. If you see more than one color, which some of you will, ask your high self to assist you in giving you just one color for this moment so that you can fully integrate it. Maybe look it up on the internet when we are complete with our meditation and discover more things about this color. Allow it to be your soul healing color for the day. And your guides have messages for you, but the message is the same for each one of you as well as for myself. This message is that we are being given healing in the third dimension. We have raised frequencies today, but we have not left our physical bodies. We have not moved up in dimension or out of our physical bodies in any way. This is a significant gift. For one, we are able to hold the healing in our physical bodies more adequately. And two, we will have conscious memory of this and access this information anytime we wish. We will also be able to use this meditation anytime we need help, grounding, anytime we feel disconnected. We can use this meditation. We will all have access to it. And because we have done it together in this group with amplified frequencies, it will ground even further in our consciousness. And we will be able to access these frequencies quickly and easily throughout the day. And I'm sure all of you have meditated in groups before and you understand how powerful the energy is, how amplified it can be. And now we will have access to that amplified energy each by ourselves. And I'm very grateful for everyone here to participate in this healing and alignment. The guides are blessing us now with an additional color. This color it's yellow as energy, but it comes through as yellow gold in the third dimension. So imagine that there's a cloud of yellow energy above you and that it seeps down into your body and moves into every place that's appropriate for it to go into, and it starts healing you, transmuting energy. As we come closer and closer to the shifts that this year will bring, the color gold, the metal gold, and all things that are recognized as gold, so you can have gold jewelry that's not necessarily 14 or 24 karat gold. Gold as a color is extremely healing for balance, for grounding, and for transmuting negative energy for the entire year of 2012, but also for 2013. So keep that in mind. If you are out of balance, you may need to participate in having gold in your life somehow. Maybe a piece of fabric even, or a piece of jewelry, or the color somehow around you so that you can glance at it and remember that you are being helped, held, that you are in service. But there are many around you that are in service to assist you. Let gold remind you that you may not see them, but you know they are there. Take a moment now to just breathe into this energy, align with your guides even further. You may receive a message. And we'll just take a few moments of silence here. Thank you. You may have expanded messages that you can go into after this meditation or at another time. I was asking about transmuting energy, and my guides were showing me that there are a lot of energies ready to transmute in my body, but they just need a little third dimensional help. So maybe you can apply that to your life in some way. But sometimes we just have to make one little extra effort to assist spirit in shifting something within ourselves. Sometimes we have spirit helping us 90% and we have to do the other 10%. So keep that in mind. And as you bring yourself all the way back, fully conscious into your third dimensional being, remember you are sitting. Remember you are in a physical body. Remember you have beautiful colors and light healing you. But bring yourself all the way back. When you come back into your body, imagine that your existence is within your physical body, extending out your feet and out your hands so that you completely occupy your whole body. If you find yourself hitting your knees or toes or fingers when you walk past things, that's a sign that you're not fully grounded. Allow yourself to fully ground into your physical being. And I will now begin the close of our meditation. This has been a short but expansive meditation, one you can easily use every single day. I appreciate all of you for joining me today, and I hope you have a beautiful Sunday and a wonderful week. As we release and close, we ask that Source bless all of the beings that have assisted us here today. We ask that they be blessed with our gratitude, our appreciation, and our love. We ask also that blessings go out to all those that we hold sacred, to our beloveds, our families, our friends, and all those teaching us on this planet. As we release the beings that have helped us back to their realms of choice, we know that some of them will stay with us, and we are so grateful. We disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records, and we release the Oversoul connection today. You will remain connected to your Oversoul, but not everyone else's. We will each remain in our vast pillars of light, bringing our consciousness, our awareness, and our focus back to the third dimension, releasing the sacred space around us, and once again disconnecting from each other, the Akashic Records, and the Oversoul connection that we were holding. I ask that each of you be blessed by the divine through your own high selves, through your own channels of receiving love and light. I ask that you be blessed with everything possible to make your lives beautiful and happy and productive. I ask that we all be blessed with peace, ease, and comfort in all the right energies on our path of light. Thank you all once again. And we close our meditation. Namaste. I hope you all can get grounded, maybe jot a few notes. You can contact me through my website if you have any feedback. I'd love to hear about your meditations. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you. Goodbye.